Britain's Preventing Violent Extremism scheme, better known as PREVENT, has been a priority for more than a decade. Millions of pounds have been poured into the programme, with initiatives churned out regularly. But over the last few years, the scheme has started to target school children. According to reports, 67% of PREVENT referrals between 2007 and 2010 targeted Muslims. This comes in spite of the fact that Muslims only make up 5% of the British population.
The PREVENT strategy, which has now imposed a legal obligation on schools across Britain to counter radicalisation, is extremely controversial. Many argue that the government scheme actually does more harm than good by targeting and profiling Muslims. And some say all the scheme does is further alienate an already disenfranchised community.
Ifrit Shaheen is a mother of three. Much to her horror, her eldest son was a target of the government's PREVENT scheme. During a lesson in school, Shaheen's son mentioned the word eco-terrorist. This alarmed his teacher, who then reported him.
He was in his lesson, an adult came in that he didn't recognise. He heard his name being mentioned. The class teacher pointed to him. That adult, who he didn't know, said to him, "Follow me." One adult sat in front of him, one behind him. And then they said to him, "Well, you know why you're here?" And he was confused and didn't know why, so he said no. And they used the word terrorist.
The boy was then asked whether he was affiliated to ISIL. The young student began to fear that anything he said could be misinterpreted and was even fearful he could be taken away. The incident clearly upset him.
I think it was quite dehumanizing because they had made the link between what I had said in the French lesson and ISIS just based on my religion. So they kind of separated me from my peer group based on what I had known and my religion.
The event has left a lasting impact. Shaheen says now her son thinks twice before engaging in class discussions. And many critics of PREVENT point to this as one of its harmful disadvantages. They argue that schools need to foster an environment where children feel safe and comfortable. But many Muslim children just feel targeted and frustrated. The National Union of Teachers says the scheme gives people permission to hate Muslims, but despite all opposition, the government continues to put money and resources into what many believe is just a state-sponsored campaign of Islamophobia. Muhammad Walji, Press TV, London.